Begin the current daf and sechs about the zara daf mem test. Begin the basic and test master. Begin the words zigmara arig by sabeket asbana. If they wove the weaving of the garment was with this prohibited pick from a vaydizara tree, the whole garment is asbana, prohibited to have benefit. Now bishamim the perik and parach. The Shami and Perik asks, "Why is there an alacha of the wine of libation?" The Rinnan that the Mishnah tells you, "Mocher chutzmit meyayin neser shaboy," that you can sell it, except you can sell the whole thing except the value of the yayin neser that's inside of it. The Chanami mocher chutzmit meyisser shaboy sayos, you should sell besides for the monetary value of the prohibited benefit you had from using that toothpick. Doch is awesome. That's what that's actually is brought up with the Omer B'chagi. He said, "Kanochs is min ilfo," when he came off the boat. Ashkar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, he found him Yosef sitting. Makshi asked him, "Not lem in the karkar, aser ba'noya." If he took from it from the tree a pick, a branch, it's forbidden to have benefit. Arugba is a beged as ba'noa. It was woven a garment. It's forbidden to have benefit. For tonight we learned Yimachagula v'gachavim. I on the other hand we learned that if you sell, you could sell to the non-Jew chut midmei yain nesach shabai except the value of the yain nesach. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Chagi. Kashisa, Chagi Kaima. Chagi asks, Chagi will answer. My Kadun, what's the answer? Tamon, but the Eindech when they Adam Likim and Abigachovim. It's not the norm for people to buy from non-Jews. But I'm Hacha, but over here, Derech when they Adam Likim and Abigachovim. Here it is normal to buy a garment from a non-Jew. Pirush, in other words, Lefikach, Asur, Lim, Macher, Lo, Abigachovim. That's why I'll sell the garment to a non-Jew. The Chashin Shem Yim Kurin Ali Yisrael, because they're concerned he's going to sell it to a Jew, and it's forbidden to have benefit. Hasam over there, but the Yain, that's a Chin Derech Likim and Abigachovim Yain. It's not normal for a Jew to buy from a non-Jew wine. Chin Yisrael, the same thing you can say, but offer by a Sapas. When you bake the bread in it, Derech Likach Pas from Abigachovim, people buy bread from the non-Jew, and that's why we say the whole bread is forbidden. Unlike the Yain Nesach, that you could just take out the value of the Yain Nesach and sell it. No, he says, "Mat to begin the words of Gemara, Shaka Arba Zuzi Bechul." He says, "Okay, take 4 Zuzi worth and throw it into the river, and that is Ulamochin Kolech Bafnei Asma. Now you can sell each one independently." Amalekin, that's what he said it to him for. Because Rashi, like Rashi explains, because altogether that you could do, you just wouldn't be able to do each one independently. No, he says, "Mat to begin the words of Gemara, Loi the Kul Amo Ibn Lashvarim." No, everyone holds that we do worship broken pieces. Here's what Rashi explains. V'adam Shmuel, I how could say Shmuel holds that? But Shmuel says, "Bereish pirkan of memalav manav." I feel it should be abedik chavim. Even broken pieces of a vodizar matur manah is permitted for in benefit lemaitzin to one who finds it. Says Rashi, "Hasam lechazina and the nishtaber me'aleha." That we didn't see that it was broken by itself. Then when we say abedik chavim shabim, that the non-Jew broke it. So therefore, it's permitted. V'chamayi, but he knew it should nishtaber. Here we see that it was broken, and beloishava habik chavim, and not that the non-Jew broke it. So therefore, it'd be forbidden. Kosher test, so it's difficult. But that's the case. My makshala was the Gemara as previously done. My mavam beis la reb shemim belogish midrash dogon from the head of the dogon. What do you mean? Shani hasim. There's different shleishov evikachavim that the non-Jew didn't break it. Or b'shem belogish b'shmul kama b'chadashita. They all hold the same opinion. B'shem evikachavim by broken piece of void zara. Lachen there l'farish devus etzayz. It seems to explain the alcham ayri. He were talking about meaning. In other words, what he's asking on Rashi's pirish. Is that what would Rabbi Yochanan be asking Shlokish from Rish Dagan that they have this machlokes regarding avodah zarah that breaks on its own, and he says that he saw that the head was broken, but the head of the Rish Dagan is different because that it broke on itself, not through the non-Jew. Shmuel Lakish and Shmuel the same, and so what are you asking from there? So therefore, Lachin El Fash says to explain. Dalcha Mary here too much a darkal and nasha kis amen banof and toder. It's more weird. It's normal for it to shed. You know, branches and leaves they fall off all the time. Therefore, they don't leave from worshiping him because of that. That's why we say that the twigs that fall out of it are going to be forbidden. And that's why it's different than Rish Dagan. Also, you could say the hasamay b'shvarim shematzan lavadon. There's talking about broken pieces that you found on its own, below ikar b'tzkachavim, without the primary of a desire. Avalachamay shakolat shvarim b'yachay. Every time all the broken pieces are together, b'chayagav no amar abdin l'shvarim. And that's when he says that you'll worship the broken pieces. According to this difficult my parach l'el, was the gemara as previously merish dogoin and head of dogoin. Avalachamay shakolat shvarim b'yachay. There, all the pieces were together. Avalachamay lahayu darchal ishaver. Yeah, but there it's not the normal for it to break. If that's the case, I feel like even if the primary avodah is around mutter, it's going to be permitted because the main amar the person is going to say ilo asla nafsha, it can't save itself, it's going to save me, and that's why it would be bottled. Hadn Loch called Slomo, shall return to you the third parak of Masechta Betzah with Tyson. That would begin the fourth parak would be Shmuel. Tyson's different maskil with the words of the Mishnah, full of Tarti Namalitzri, the words of the Gemara. The Gemara was saying that, oh, well, if that's the case, even two should be forbidden, which Tyson, who didn't have a Matlamema Felochadin Namalitasr, that really the point of the Gemara's question should be that even one should be forbidden if you're Ovin Lashavar. It's only because the Mishnah said that two is going to be permitted because meaning it's not three. So we say also over here the word two, but really the question is even that even one should be forbidden.